It's been a great month this week. It's always a great month on the Brekkie Show, but in particular, I love meeting inspirational people and highlighting the great things that they do. And that's what we've been doing on the Brekkie Show all this month, is telling you about some pretty inspirational people who have set up their own businesses across Merseyside and Cheshire. Now, Citizen First LCR is supporting hidden entrepreneurs from local communities to develop business rooted in their own lived experiences of health and care challenges. Well, we've met young people starting businesses to inspire more entrepreneurs, nature-based experiences in 16 acres of woodland, and a mobile hairdresser for people with additional needs. Well, now it's time to meet Sean Bailey, who is developing My Sleep Health, which is an AI-guided platform, and he joins me now. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Kev.
Thanks for coming in this morning. I mean, this sounds amazing. A lot of people think AI, you get a little bit worried about AI sometimes, but tell us more about My Sleep Health.
So My Sleep Health was founded off the back of my experience in Halton. My business, original business, is Sean Bailey Wellness, which is formed off the back of me breaking my neck, being paralysed, prognosed I'd never walk again. And using that inspiration, that kind of recovery to start my business. In Halton, we were just overwhelmed with referrals for sleep. We're 12 months in, 171 referrals for sleep issues.
Yeah.
So when the Citizen First opportunity came about, we had experience of health inequality, sleep challenges, the kind of people weren't able to get access to service. So we applied to the program with the idea that we could create a digital version of me, which is the AI sleep doctor.
Right.
And people, instead of waiting for me to be available to get access to sleep support, we can offer this solution at scale.
Yeah.
So we've started working on it. We're well within the build now. So we should hopefully have some buttons to press next week.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really genuinely see the future of sleep health. The health secretary said it a couple of months ago that we need doctors in our pocket. This is exactly what this is going to be doing.
Yeah.
But it's specifically for sleep issues. So mm-hmm. insomnia, shift work sleep disorder, people with chronic sleep deprivation, sleep apnea, young people with ADHD and autism that experience real sleep issues, and also the kind of people out there that just want to optimise the sleep. So that's the goal. That's where we're going to get mm-hmm. to. So yeah, it's really. Yeah. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, Sean Bailey on tap. Sean Bailey on demand.
I don't think people want that, mate. Flipping heck.
Sean Bailey, listen, you skirted over something there that I just want to go back a bit. You said your prognosis was you would never walk again. You
yeah.
just slipped that in there. You bounced in here today, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened? What's that? What happened there?
Yeah, so I broke my neck playing football. So I fractured my C5 and dislocated my C6 vertebrae. Really damaged my spinal cord. I've got a partially paralysed right arm. And in that, this is where sleep kind of came into my life. I had a neurophysiological injury and nobody in 2005, they were telling me I'm never going to walk again. And I'm saying, look, I'm going to walk out of this hospital. I saw sleep as a real important part of that recovery. It was the only neurophysiological repair process the body has, but everybody was waking me up in the middle of the night, etc. So that's where I started to study it and started to learn about it, and it's just kind of gone on from there.
Yeah.
I don't know, people think it's a cool story. I mean, there's more to it than that. You know, I ended up diagnosed with PTSD, living with addiction. But again, in all of that process, sleep has been an absolute fundamental part of recovery.
Yeah.
And still is.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned there lots of things and lots of challenges that you've overcome there. And I guess, you know, you can't do that without the sleep.
No, well, the only thing we do more than sleep in our life is breathe. So if you're looking at a hierarchy of importance, your breathing's number one because that keeps us alive.
Mm.
Sleep is number two because that restores us and repairs us. But in my work, what I see so many different variables where people are coming in with sleep challenges because the type of lifestyle people live now, you know, there's over 900 caffeinated drinks on the shelves right now. Caffeine is a real disruptor to sleep, real disruptor.
Mm.
Light, incorrect bedtimes and inconsistent wake-up times. There are things that, because of the way society is, really negatively impact our sleep. And I see that day in, day out. When I leave here, that's where I'm going to deliver two sleep clinics locally to try and help two young people move forward with the sleep.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of people just think, you know, because we lead busy lives now, I guess when we wake up in the morning, we don't go, well, I didn't really sleep very well. We just get on with the day because we've got challenges ahead, so we don't really concentrate too much on it. Could we be better at that?
100%. Everyone's busy and everybody's always got something else that they need to be doing. And a lot of people that I see, sleep is a thing that just happens However, what it actually does is beyond just happening. It repairs our body. In my experience in spinal cord injury and the other things that I talked about, it's been imperative for me to recover. But as I said, there's a lot of things around societal stuff now that interferes with sleep. And previously, when I was growing up, it was a badge of honour to be able to get through the day with 3-4 hours sleep.
Yeah.
The science and the evidence now, sleep science is a really cool field that I sit in. It's fast, it's constantly evolving, and all the research and data shows that the shorter you sleep, the shorter your life. It's that simple. So I'm here to change that. I'm going to go on record now on the radio and say it. I'm going to change the way the UK thinks about sleep with this work. That's the goal. I'm doing that already. Where I used to live in Newton Willows, where I grew up, nobody really bothered about sleep there. And with some of the content that we share, people are now approaching me every week, every weekend when I'm back home, so asking me about it, and that's brilliant because people are now thinking about it, and that's what we want.
Yeah, but I believe you. I can see the whites of your eyes, and I believe you're going to do it, Sean. I believe you. So listen, anybody listening to this, just quickly, because we've got to go to the news now, just quickly about just what top tips can they have for sleeping better, sleeping patterns, and also how can they find out more about My Sleep Health and get in touch with you?
So we start, in terms of sleep, the first thing that people should be focused on is having a consistent wake-up time, because that sets the sleep pressure, a chemical called adenosine, to start building up throughout the day. Really, really important. Obviously, the common thing, things like avoid caffeine, avoid light at the inappropriate times. We need light in the day, but not at night. Get moving. That, again, enhances sleep pressure, which is really, really powerful. They're the basics. I'd be here all day telling you the things, but if you can get them right, you give yourself a good chance. To find out more about us, I don't really do social media, to be honest. So we have our business page is Sean Bailey Wellness. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook there. My Sleep Health, because we're so entrenched in building the actual product, I've not done all of that yet.
Yeah, okay.
So we're just using our current platform, Sean Bailey Wellness, which was my non-profit business, or is my non-profit business, to keep sharing updates. The social media for My Sleep Health will come, but right now it's about constructing the actual product, working with the uni.
And letting people know out there the future is bright, because Sean Bailey's going to help you sleep better at night.
Exactly.
Hey, that rhymed. You can have that. You can have that.
That's the new tagline then.
No, Sean, an inspiration, mate. It really is. And I'm, you know, your journey that you've been on has been absolutely phenomenal. And the fact that you're going to go forward and help others is amazing, mate.
Thank you.
It really is. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. That was Sean Bailey, who's developing My Sleep Health and an AI-guided platform. That's what we've been doing for the past month. We've been meeting young people starting businesses to inspire more entrepreneurs, and that's courtesy of Citizen First LCR, who've been brilliant, and they're supporting hidden entrepreneurs from local communities to develop businesses rooted in their own lived experiences of health and care challenges. The time now is 8:33. Let's get the latest news headlines with Tom Dodd.